Support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Helping you discover the Twin Cities, it is Radio K's Real College Podcast, online and on the air. My name is Matthew Curtis, and this week we are busting ghosts. The time for a Radio K radio play is here once again, and I am pleased to announce that we are performing a radio rendition of, yep, you guessed it, Ghostbusters. The 1984 critical and commercial hit has inspired sequels, remakes, comic books, television shows, and now a radio play, performed by members of Radio K and produced by yours truly. So, without further ado, here is Ghostbusters, the radio play, on the Real College Podcast. On the grounds of the esteemed Columbia University, scientists Peter Venkman, Raymond Stans, and Egon Spengler are returning from their latest ghostly encounter. Although they didn't exactly bust the ghost, the gentlemen have high hopes that they'll soon be turning out groundbreaking discoveries for their university-funded research.
Wasn't it incredible, Pete? I mean, we actually touched the etheric plane. You know what this could mean to the university?
Yeah, it's going to be bigger than the microchip. Ray, I'm very excited.
I wouldn't say the experience was totally wasted. According to these new readings, I think we have an excellent chance of actually catching a ghost and holding it indefinitely.
Well, this is great! If the ionization rate is constant for all ectoplasmic entities, we could really bust some heads. In a spiritual sense, of course.
Spengler, you serious about this? Catching a ghost?
I'm always serious.
Hey, Dean Yeager!
I trust you're moving us to better quarters on campus.
No, you're being moved off campus. The Board of Regents has decided to terminate your grant and you're to vacate these premises immediately.
This is preposterous. I demand an explanation.
Dr. Venkman, we believe that the purpose of science is to serve mankind. You, however, seem to regard science as some kind of dodge or hustle. Your theories are the worst kind of popular tripe, your methods are sloppy, and your conclusions are highly questionable. You, Dr. Venkman, are a poor scientist.
I see.
And you have no place in this department or in this university.
As they begin to digest the bad news, Ray and Peter take a walk around campus and discuss their fleeting options.
This is a major disgrace. Forget MIT or Stanford now. They wouldn't touch us with a 10-meter cattle prod.
You're always so concerned about your reputation. Einstein did his best stuff when he was working as a patent clerk.
You know how much a patent clerk earns?
No!
Personally, I liked the university. They gave us money and facilities. We didn't have to produce anything. You've never been out of college. You don't know what it's like out there. I've worked in the private sector. They expect results.
For whatever reasons, Ray, call it fate. Call it luck. Call it karma. I believe that everything happens for a reason. I believe that we're destined to get thrown out of this dump.
For what purpose?
To go into business for ourselves.
The ecto-containment system that Egon and I have in mind is going to require a load of bread to capitalize. Where are we going to get the money?
I don't know. I don't know.
While on the hunt for a new home base, the crew finds a rundown firehouse. It's not pretty, but it'll do. Meanwhile, New Yorker Dana Barrett returns home from her orchestra rehearsal and turns on the TV.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
Dana turns off the TV and heads into the kitchen. She lays some groceries out on the table, and she turns around. Eggs tremble, leap out of their shells, and cook on the counter. Hearing a growling noise from the fridge, Dana opens the door. Suddenly, a strange, demonized dog jumps out in front of her. She faints and falls to the ground. Meanwhile, over at the Ghostbusters headquarters, the gang has set up new equipment and has even hired a secretary to cope with the influx of interest from the TV ad. Miss Janine Melnitz.
Janine, any calls?
No.
Any messages?
No.
Any customers?
No, Dr. Venkman.
Hello? Excuse me, is this the Ghostbusters office?
Yes, it is. Can we help you?
I don't have an appointment, but I'd like to talk to someone, please. What I'm about to say may sound a little bit unusual.
Oh, that's all we get day in, day out around this place. Come into my office, Miss...
Barrett. Dana Barrett.
In Peter's office, he hooks Dana to a neuromonitor so he, Ray, and Egon can watch her brain activity.
And this voice said Zool. That was 2 days ago, and I haven't been back to my apartment.
Generally, you don't see that kind of behavior in a major appliance. What do you think it was?
Well, if I knew what it was, I wouldn't be here.
Egon, what do you think?
She's telling the truth. At least she thinks she is.
Well, of course I'm telling the truth. Who would make up a story like that?
Some people who just want attention. Others just nutballs who come off the street.
You know what it could be? Past life experience intruding on present time.
Could be erased memory stored in the collective unconscious. I wouldn't rule out clairvoyance or telepathic contact either.
I'm sorry, I don't believe in any of those things.
Well, that's all right. I don't either. But there are some things we do. Standard procedures we carry out in a case like this, which often bring us results.
Well, I could go down to the Hall of Records and check out the structural details in the building. Maybe the building itself has a history of psychic turbulence.
Right. Go do that.
I could look for the name Zool in the usual literature.
Spate's catalog.
Tobin's spirit guide.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I'll take Miss Barrett back to her apartment and check it out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
They arrive at Dana's apartment to check it out.
That's the kitchen, huh?
I've been hearing this awful noise from the refrigerator.
I'll check it out. Good call. Oh my god! Look at all the junk food!
No, damn it. Look, this wasn't here.
You actually eat this stuff?
Look, this wasn't here. There was nothing here. There was a space, and there was a building or something with flames coming out of it, and creatures riding around, and they were growling and snarling. And there were flames! And I heard a voice say, Zool, it was right here.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting any reading.
Well, are you sure you're using that thing correctly?
Well, I think so. But I'm sure there are no animals in there.
Well, that's great. Either there's a monster in my kitchen, or I'm completely crazy.
I don't think you're crazy. Crazy for attention, maybe.
Ugh.
Look, if you just...
I don't believe this. Will you please leave?
All right. But I bet you're going to be thinking about me after I'm gone.
Good night.
As a disappointed Peter walks back home, an unfamiliar sound is heard at Ghostbusters headquarters.
Hello? Ghostbusters. Yes, of course they're serious. You do? You have? No kidding! Uh-huh. Well, just give me the address. Yes, of course. Oh, they'll be totally discreet. Thank you. We've got one!
The crew jumps in their car and speeds off to the Sedgwick Hotel, where a ghost has been sighted.
Hey, anybody seen a ghost?
Oh my god, thank you so much for coming so quickly. The guests are starting to ask questions, and I am running out of excuses.
Has it happened before?
Well, most of the original stuff knows about the 12th floor, the disturbances, I mean. But it's been quiet for years, up until 2 weeks ago. It was never, ever this bad, though.
Did you report it to anyone?
Heavens, no. The owners don't even like us to talk about it. I hope we can take care of this, quietly. Tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Don't worry. We handle this kind of thing all the time.
Ray, Egon, and Peter hop in the elevator, ready to take on the ghost on the 12th floor.
You know, it just occurred to me we haven't had a completely successful test of this equipment.
I blame myself.
So do I.
No sense worrying about it now.
Why worry? Each of us is wearing an unlicensed nuclear accelerator on his back.
Yep. Let's get ready. Switch me on. Venkman, I see it!
It's looking at me.
He's an ugly little spud, isn't he?
I think he can hear you, Ray.
Don't move! It won't hurt you.
The ghost charges toward Peter.
Ugh!
Venkman, are you okay?
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact. Can you move?
I feel so funky.
That's great, Ray.
Wait, there it is! That throw took something out of him, but he's gonna move. Okay, on my go signal. Spengler, I want a confinement stream from you, okay? Go! Okay, hold him up there. Hold him up. Go!
It's working, Ray.
Alright, I'm opening the trap now. Bring your streams off as soon as I close the trap. Get ready. I'm closing it now.
It's in there.
Well, that wasn't such a chore now, was it?
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams.
Why?
It would be bad.
What do you mean, bad?
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal.
All right. That's bad. Okay. Important safety tip, don't cross the streams. Thanks, Egon. All right. Ray, take the left. Egon, take the right. Okay, Ray, give me one eye on the outside.
Mr. Smith, quickly. I want the door open now. Stand over there.
The Ghostbusters are greeted in the lobby by a nervous crowd and the manager.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass!
Did you see it? What is it?
We got it.
What is it? Will there be any more of them?
Ma'am, what you have there is what we refer to as a focused, non-terminal, repeating phantasm, or a Class 5 full-roaming vapor. Real nasty one, too.
Now, let's talk seriously now. For the entrapment, we're going to have to ask you for four big ones, $4,000 for that, but we are having a special this week on proton charging and the storage of the beast, and that's only going to come to $1,000, fortunately.
$5,000? I had no idea it would be so much. I won't pay.
Well, that's all right. We can just put it right back in there.
Certainly can. Dr. Venkman?
No. All right. I'll pay anything.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Hope we can help you again. All right, coming through. Watch out. Class 5 full roaming vapor here. Watch out.
Good evening. I'm Roger Grimsby. Tonight, the entire Eastern Seaboard is alive with talk of incidents of paranormal activity. Alleged ghost sightings and related supernatural occurrences have been reported across the entire tri-state area.
Well, everybody's heard ghost stories around the campfire. Heck, my grandma used to spin yarns about a spectral locomotive that would rocket past the farm where she grew up. But now, as if some unperceived authority...
Hi, this is Larry King. The phone-in topic today, ghosts and ghost busting. The controversy builds, the more sightings are reported. Some maintain these professional paranormal eliminators in New York are the cause of it all.
Still making headlines all across the country, the Ghostbusters are at it again, this time at a fashionable dance club, The Rose. The boys in gray slugged it out with the pretty pesky poltergeist, then slayed it on the dance floor all night long with some of the lovely ladies who witnessed the disturbance. This is Casey Kasem, now on with the countdown.
I got it. Pete, right?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no job is too big, no fee is too big.
A man named Winston Zenimal wants to see if he can get in on all the ghostbusting action. He stops by the main headquarters.
Do you believe in UFOs, astral projection, mental telepathy, ESP, clairvoyance, spirit photography, telekinetic movement, full transmediums, the Loch Ness Monster, and the theory of Atlantis?
If there's a steady paycheck in it, I'll believe anything you say.
Hey, Pete, Ray, this is Winston Zenimal. He's here about the job.
Beautiful, you're hired. Ray Stantz, Pete Venkman, congratulations. Can you help me, please?
I gotta go meet Dana or something.
Wait, the client?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It's not professional.
We catch ghosts for a living.
I'm going.
Peter catches Dana after her rehearsal outside Carnegie Hall.
So what do you have for me?
Well, okay, I found the name Zul for you. The name Zul refers to a demigod worshipped around 6000 BC by the Hittites and the Mesopotamians and the Sumerians.
Well, what's he doing in my icebox?
I'm working on that. If we could get together Thursday night, I'm thinking 9-ish, you know, we could exchange information.
I can't see you Thursday. I'm busy.
Miss Barrett, you seem to think there's something wrong up here in your mind that says he enjoys taking his evenings off and spending them with his clients. No, I'm making a special exception in your case because I respect you. It's corny, but I respect you as an artist. And as a dresser, too. This is a magnificent coordination you have going on here today.
All right. See you Thursday.
Back at the headquarters sometime later, an unfriendly visitor stops by Peter's office.
Hi, can I help you?
I'm Walter Pick. I represent the Environmental Protection Agency, the 3rd District.
Great, how's it going down there?
Are you Peter Venkman?
Yes, I'm Dr. Venkman.
Exactly what are you a doctor of, Mr. Venkman?
Well, I have a PhD in parapsychology and psychology.
I see. And now you catch ghosts?
Yeah, you could say that.
And how many ghosts have you caught, Mr. Venkman?
I'm not at liberty to say.
And where do you put these ghosts once you catch them?
In a storage facility.
And would this storage facility be located on these premises?
Yes.
And may I see the storage facility?
No.
And why not, Mr. Venkman?
Because you did not use the magic word.
What is the magic word, Mr. Venkman?
Please!
May I please see the storage facility?
Why do you want to see the storage facility?
Well, because I'm curious. I want to know more about what you do here. Frankly, there have been a lot of wild stories in the media, and we want to assess for any possible environmental impact from your operation. For instance, the presence of noxious, possibly hazardous waste chemicals in your basement. Now, you either show me what is down there, or I come back with a court order.
Oh, you go get a court order, and I'll sue you for wrongful prosecution.
You can have it your way, Mr. Venkman.
Down in the basement, Egon and Winston ponder the implications of the business's latest boom.
I'm worried, Ray. It's getting crowded in there. And all my recent data points to something big on the horizon.
What do you mean, big?
Well, let's say this Twinkie represents the normal amount of psychokinetic energy in the New York area. According to this morning sample, it would be a Twinkie 35 feet long, weighing approximately 600 pounds.
We could be on the verge of a four-fold cross-rip. A PKE surge of incredible, even dangerous proportions.
We just had a visit from the Environmental Protection Agency. How's the grid holding up?
Not good.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Lightning strikes Dana's apartment building. The dog statues on the roof begin to crumble, revealing the real terror inside. Meanwhile, inside the building, Dana is getting ready for her date with Peter.
Hello? Oh, hi, Mom. I've been busy. No, everything is fine. Just that one time. I will. I won't. Mom, I have to go. I have a date. Yes. No, no one you know. It's, well, he's a Ghostbuster. Those guys on TV? Yes, well, I'll have to let you know. Love to Dad. Right. Bye. Bye.
Suddenly, a monster pins her to a chair, moving her to an otherworldly door that has just appeared in the living room.
Hello?
A possessed Dana greets Peter at the door. She has wild hair and looks at him with wicked eyes.
That's a different look for you, isn't it?
Are you the Keymaster?
Yes. I'm a friend of his. He told me to meet him here. I didn't get your name.
I am Zul. I am the Gatekeeper.
What are we doing today, Zul?
We must prepare for the coming of Gozer.
Gozer, huh? I hardly know her.
Gozer, the Destructor.
Are we still going out? You know, you could pick up the place if you're expecting someone. What I'd like to do is talk to Dana. I want to talk to Dana. Dana, it's Peter.
There is no Dana. There is only Zul.
Whoa, Zuli, you nut. Now come on. Come on, I want to talk to Dana. Dana,
There is no Dana, only Zool.
What a lovely singing voice you must have. Now I'm going to count to three, Zooli, and if I don't get to hear Dana, there's going to be some real trouble in this apartment. One, two, two and a half. Please come down.
Over at the Ghostbusters headquarters, the police have a special gift for the gang.
Dropping off or picking up?
Dropping off.
Just a moment.
You a Ghostbuster?
Yes.
Egon looks in the back of the police truck to find Dana's neighbor, Louis Tully, disheveled and wearing a straitjacket.
We picked up this guy, now we don't know what to do with him. Bellevue doesn't want him, and I'm afraid to put him in the lockup. And I know you guys are into this stuff, so I figure we check him with you.
All right.
Are you the gatekeeper?
You'd better bring him inside.
You are so kind to take care of that poor man. You know, you're a real humanitarian.
I don't think he's human. What did you say your name was?
Vince Clortho, Keymaster of Gozer.
Well, according to this, his name's Louis Tully. Lives in Central Park. Wes, do you want some coffee, Mr. Tully?
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Egon, there's something very strange about this man. Listen, I'm usually very psychic, and I'm having a terrible feeling that something awful is going to happen to you. I'm afraid you're going to die.
Janine grabs hold of Egon's hands.
I'll get it. Hello?
It's me. Egon, it's Peter. I have some news from the world of Gozer.
What is it, Peter?
I'm here with Dana Barrett. It seems the Goz has been putting some moves on my would-be girlfriend.
How is she?
I just whacked her up with about 300 cc's of Thorazine. She's gonna take a little nap now. She says she's the gatekeeper. Does that make any sense to you?
Some. I've just met the Keymaster. He's here with me now.
Oh, wonderful. We have to get these two together.
I think that would be extraordinarily dangerous.
Okay, well, hold on to him. I'll be over there in a little while.
Good. We have to find Ray. I need him here immediately.
Winston drives down the Brooklyn Bridge in the company car, while Ray studies the blueprints to Dana's apartment building.
Hey, Ray. Do you believe in God?
Never met him.
Yeah, well, I do. And I love Jesus' style, you know?
This roof cap is made of magnesium tungsten alloy.
What are you so involved in there?
These are the blueprints for the structural ironwork for Dana's apartment building, and apparently they're very, very strange.
Hey, Ray. Do you remember something in the Bible about the last days? When the dead would rise up from the grave?
I remember. Revelation 7:12. And I looked as he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became as black as sackcloth, and the moon became as blood.
And the seas boiled, and the skies fell.
Judgment Day.
Judgment Day.
Every ancient religion has its own myth about the end of the world.
Myth? Ray, has it ever occurred to you that maybe the reason we've been so busy lately is because the dead have been rising up from the grave?
How about a little music?
Yeah.
The next day, Peck storms through the Ghostbusters' door, escorted by the police.
This way.
Excuse me, excuse me. Just where do you think you're going?
Stand aside, miss, or I'll have you arrested for interfering with the police.
Oh no, hold on. I've seen TV. I know you can't come in here without a writ or warrant or something.
Cease and desist. All commerce order, seizure of premises and chattels, ban on use of public utilities for unauthorized waste handlers, and a federal entry and inspection order.
Excuse me, this is private property.
We're shutting these off.
I'm warning you, turning these machines off would be extremely hazardous.
I'll tell you what's hazardous. You're facing federal prosecution for at least half a dozen environmental violations. Now, either you shut these beams off or we shut them off for you.
Try to understand, this is a high-voltage laser containment system. Simply turning it off would be like dropping a bomb in the city.
Don't shut it off. I'm warning you.
Shut it off!
Clear the building!
And that concludes part one of the Ghostbusters radio play. Tune in next week to hear the thrilling conclusion. Thank you to everyone who participated and helped with the show. Paul Benson played Peter, Merv Moorhead played Ray, Max Pergrand played Egon, Belle Forrester played Dana, Jared Hemming played Winston, Monica Heltzer played Janine, Ross Cable played Peck, among numerous characters, Alec Lasaya played Lewis, and Helen Teague played the hotel manager. The script was edited by me and Jackie Renzetti, and the show was recorded by Mike Price and produced by me, Matthew Curtis. You can find the Real College Podcast online at PRX, iTunes, and RadioK.org. Support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Culture Heritage Fund, and thank you for listening.